Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Every year since COVID-19, I've planted a 300-plus square foot garden. Now, this does not include my 24 artichoke plants that I've been tending for almost 30 years, nor does it include my newly planted asparagus or my Susie's strawberry patch and blueberry vines and her cherry tomatoes. You know, I produce some of the finest tasting beets, carrots, cabbage, two different kinds of cauliflower, kale, lettuce, broccoli, cucumbers, snap peas, three kinds of squash, potatoes, and my favorite, Brussels sprouts. If thou believest me not, I have more pictures of them than I do my grandchildren. Just kidding. This year, we're getting a little later start due to our above-average rainfall. In fact, I'm having my rototiller guy come turn over the ground on Saturday. I did something different this fall. I planted a cover crop, so I'm double excited to see how the soil turns up those wonderful interbrates called worms. Not to brag, but I've also invested a lot of time and energy in my compost piles. And with the help of a couple of grandchildren, we gathered leaves from neighborhood trees, shoveled horse poop from Rabbit Acre Stables, and mixed a little of that compost activator stuff from Schaefer's Ace Hardware, watered lightly, and spun my new tumbler, and voila, more good stuff for the veggies. Long story short, my life changes dramatically as I can't wait to plant, mulch, pull weeds, and contemplate my navel while sitting in my San Francisco Giants seat from Candlestick Park and watching the sunset over the Pacific Ocean. You know, I realize this has taken me quite a bit of allotted time to get any kind of a point in my community comment, but I reflect on a conversation I had with my rototiller guy. We'll call him Greg. Remember last year asking me about his life in the Van Dusen River Valley where he lives and farms his own plot of ground, much bigger than mine, and I started to pry a little into his politics, what they might be. Well, forget it. He didn't have a clue as to what was going on in America and had no ambition to know. He wasn't what we'd call a hippie or anything like that. He just appeared to be at peace with himself and comfortable in his own skin. There's a sense of envy in me for that state of mind. Sure, I'm comfortable in my own skin, but it's hard to have a real peace of mind when I can't get what is happening to our woke country, as we seem to be all just sitting back and waiting for the other woke thing to drop. It's bad enough to dwell on a president that can't carry a thought in his head for more than a minute, country that can't keep its highly confidential blankety-blank together, cowers to other countries, big and small, uses weapons of power to prevent a man from running for president, in a country that watches criminals and killers comb the streets of our cities large and small, with no punishment from our liberal courts. What is next? I'm old enough to deserve peace of mind. This crap may have to start taking a back seat to my garden effective this Saturday, as my garden is my peace of mind and when it begins to take shape. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.